Pence has long ruled out using federal dollars from the Affordable Care Act to expand traditional Medicaid. Instead, he's pushed use of the Healthy Indiana Plan as a vehicle to deliver affordable health insurance to around 300,000 Hoosiers within the coverage gap. Pence met with new HHS Secretary Burwell in Washington last week. He says the two sides have committed to keep talking as 2015 approaches without a plan in place.
For me, it's more important to get it right than to get it done at any particular time.
Senate Minority Leader Tim Lannon says Hoosiers should be concerned another year will come without health care expansion. And he says Pence should have known there would be issues on which the federal government wouldn't give in.
Whether it was the issue of co-pays, premium payments, the health savings accounts, and have some willingness to move off of those issues in terms of the amounts that have to be paid by the consumer or what have you.
Pence says he made it clear the state would likely reconsider moving forward with expansion if the federal government tries to water down the essential consumer-driven portions of HIP 2.0, including requiring some people in the program to contribute to health savings accounts. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.